Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jerome Moskowitz from WHATE, here in the depths of the ghetto of Yonkers, asking people how they feel about the loss. And here are some of the answers we got.
Yeah. This is Jose Luis from the West Side, man. Leave your car and it's gone, man. Those Morenos is garbage, man. Fuck them cowards, B. Them niggas is basura, bro. Get them niggas out of here.
Yo, this is Skid Mark. Fuck them niggas a lot. What the fuck you doing in my hood anyway, you motherfucking crackers? Get the fuck out of here. I ain't feeling them niggas anyway. They ain't from the streets. This is my streets.
Yeah, how you guys doing? This is Lil Loom Dahl, Big Billy from the Burbs. How you guys doing? I just wanted to shout that out on the hip-hop album. Basically, I don't know much about the locks, because we are a streets guy. All I know is my father's a decent tax-paying citizen, and he pays for the sidewalk. And I see people hustling from night to dawn. I cruise by the ghetto occasionally. Yeah, I know. I want to feel what the ghetto people are saying. But I just don't fucking understand it, man.
I hate the fucking locks, man. This is fucking rock. I never liked their first album, and I damn sure know I ain't gonna like the next one. Fuck them all. I see them on my block. His gunshots is over. Fucking over.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? This Knockout Jenkins, nigga. I ain't feeling them kids the locks, man. Niggas talking all that gangster shit and all that, man. Yo, fuck that, man. Yo, I'm looking for them cats, man. Word up, man. Them niggas got everything I need, man. Ice, that kid Jadakiss, he got... Ooh, I'm gonna get that kid. I'm telling you, man.
Fuck the locks, yo. I wish those niggas would start taking care of their children. For real, I'm saying. What's up with them niggas anyway? It's like, get the shit together. I'm saying, like, get your shit together. Fuck them niggas. They ain't all of that anyway. Take care of your shit, motherfuckers. That's all.
Yeah, this is Pop. Pop, Pop, you in the back of your fucking skull. Them moolies ain't never move a brick. They wouldn't move powder through a baby convention. Styles, pussy. Kiss, pussy. Shake, pussy.
Hi, this is Snowball. Straight from blowing, niggas. I hate the locks. Fuck that. Ever since they screwed up that Rod Stewart shit, aw, oh, man. Fuck the locks. Man.
Hey, yo, fuck them niggas. Them locks niggas ain't shit. Them locks niggas ain't never been shit. They ain't never gon' be shit. Fuck them niggas. Fuck each and every one of them bitch-ass niggas.
It's 2-7. Fuck the locks. That music is garbage. They never wanna pay the cab. They just turn. Fuck the locks.
The night is upon us, yet again. This is your boy, JJ the X-Man, on the official Technical Difficulty Sound Tone, the TV show. KC Tuesdays will be performed next Tuesday. This is definitely the special event, the main event, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. This mysterious show is hosting JJ the X-Man, La Cubanita, Six Bull, and SD, straight from Miami, Florida, or should I say West Palm Beach, Florida, all the way up to NYC, New York. It's cold outside, it's dark outside, and it's mixed with night colors. Ladies and gentlemen, the night has come upon us. But again, it's time to get your eggs out, it's time to get your ice cubes, it's time to get rocks, cupcakes, Twinkies, Hoagie Rolls, big balls of lettuce. Time to act like a fool, like a fucking asshole. It's not a game. Yeah. dedications and requests at 347-215-8388. That's 347-215-8388. The topic for tonight is mysterious, or should I say, mischief Tuesdays. This is a one-time deal, once a year. So if you got something spooky to talk about, you want to talk about whatever you're going to be for tomorrow, for Halloween, where the party is at, you know what I mean? If you're going out for this tonight, or if you remember back then when you went out, you want to call up and let us know, you know, what you did. We're also going to share topics of what we've done on Mischief Night, you know, what materials we use, who we did it to, and why. Sometimes it's just to do it, you know. But also, you want to call up and talk about anything. You want to hear a song, you know, maybe a Halloween song, a little twist here and there, something brand new. You want to hear something that touches the heart, or you just want to fucking just hear anything that's just going to make you mellow and lay back and smoke that blizz or drink that drip, hit us up. I'm going to have to play a song just so I can get my fucking shit together because it's technical difficulty here. Don't touch that dial, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back. Now, I'm going to get into Tupac. That's right, Tupac Shakur. Still I rise. Letter to the president. Ghouls and goblins, we'll be back. Don't get my car yet. Wait for me.
Dear Mr. President, what's happening? I'm writing because shit is still real fucked up in my neighborhood. Pretty much the same way, right around the time when we got elected. Ain't nothing changed. All the promises we made before you got elected.
Tell me what the
fuck
these niggas acting up
and
in the hood.
Me and my homies wonder what's going on.
Holler. Why should I lie when I can traumatize? Niggas fell victim to my lyrics, now I'm traumatized. Simply by spitting, I've been blessed, giving riches. Enemies, bitches, cause themselves, I'm in the company of bitches. Bless the concepts I depict, so visual that you can kiss each and every trick of bitch. Here's how the shit I kick. My heaviest verbs to move a mountain, casualties in mass amounts. Bust keep counting, fuck the fridge since I ride alone. Destination death row, probably found a home. Plus all my homies wanna die, call it euthanasia. Dear Lord, look how sick this ghetto made us. Sincerely, to yours, I'm a thug. The product of a broken home, everybody's doped up. Nigga, what you smoking on? Figure if we hide, it can train us. But then America fucked up and blamed us. I guess it's cause we black, that's the target. My only fear is God. I spit that hard shit. In case you don't know, I let my pump go. Get robbed from a tunnel like I robbed for Geronimo. Damn it, die. Amongst the praise and the heartless and young soul growth, ready to roll star shit, hard shit. Leave a nigga flat for scratch, regardless, I gotta get you. But you can't understand that. Wanna band rap, stand back before you get hurt. It's the only thing nigga paid today besides making work. On a mission, listen, must reach my goal of position. Run through my decision, I realize the same living. Driven to drop the message, trying to get stacks better. Motherfucker say the cops wait, it ain't getting better. But you keep telling us that lives. While your motherfucking troops keep killing our kids, dig. Don't be surprised if you see us, nothing with nothing but artillery, the freest motherfucker. Damn, Mr. President, tell us what to do. These niggas stacking up in the hood, and more troops. Damn, Mr. President, tell me what to do. These niggas stacking up in the hood, and more troops.
Trapped and angry, with no hope and heart, bro. Fighting for my train brain until it's not so. It's hot, so. Niggas lick shots and watch their glass blow. Cops and cops patrol us like we some animals. It ain't no peace, not a piece of peace on my street. Just people beeping and face, tweaking on their feet for weeks.
president, but will he meet me? He's scared to look inside the eyes of a thug nigga. We tired of being scapegoats for this capitalistic drug dealing. I'm hypocritical with liberty. That blind bitch ain't never did shit for me. My history full of casket and scars. My own black nation at war, whole family behind bars. And they wonder why we scarred. 13, looking hard just to have a baby as an adolescent when we gone. Somewhere in the middle of my mind is a nigga on the tightrope screaming, let him die. Can't lie, I'm a thug, drowning in my own blood, looking for the reason that my mama strung out on drugs. Damn the die for everything I represent, man, every word in my letter to the president.
Blacks is broke, think it's a joke that we living low. Y'all slipping, blowing posts of what they hitting for. Tell the secretary it's necessary, we get paid. Look what you made, little kids getting sprayed. Day after day and night after night. Battles and wars to the daylight. We might change.
This nigga thing. Cutting taxes, taking off welfare. We supposed to just sit here, go broke and die? Starving? This motherfucker's crazy and motherfucker scout, nigga. This thug life, west side outlaw mortals, nigga. This is the hustle coming. Tell me what you do. These niggas acting up in the hood, send more troops. To Mr. President, tell me what you do. These niggas acting up in the hood, send more troops. To Mr. President, tell me what you do. These niggas acting up in the hood, send more troops. To Mr. President, tell me what you do. Peace to my little niggas on these streets to the peace. I know you feel me because you too near me not to hear me. So won't you help a nigga out? Saying to cut welfare. I got us niggas on the street thinking who in the hell care? Shit. Y'all want us to put down our Glocks and our rocks, but y'all ain't ready to give us no motherfucking dollars. What happened to our 40 acres in the moon, fool? Boom, stupid. Think you got us looking to loop. Trying to turn all us young niggas into troops. You want us to fight your war? What the fuck I'm fighting for? Shit, I ain't got no love here. We had a check all year. Taxes, all the blacks and the police beating me in the streets. Fuck people. They stacking up in the hood, saying more truth.
Motherfucker.
La Cubanita is in the building.
What up?
Cuba is in the building. We here getting it popping, y'all.
On,
it's not
we're
a game.
We're here getting it popping on Mischief Tuesdays.
Tasty Tuesdays. And it's Mischief Night.
Oh, yeah. Tasty Tuesdays is next Tuesday. Tonight is Mischief Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So what we doing tonight after the show? So what we doing tonight after the show?
Well, I have a little business I got to attend to, you know. I'm making money tonight, you know. I got to actually, damn, I might have to switch it on my cell phone and go to the nearest ShopRite, 7-Eleven, Wawa's, all that shit. Because I'm going to buy, per store, 2 cases of eggs, and I'm selling it to little kids that can't get the eggs because they're under 18, $1 an egg. $1 an egg, man. Because out in Jersey, you can't be under 18 to buy eggs. Like you have to be, they card you for eggs on Mischief Night. So I'm going to get mine, little hustle on. I'm going to buy a bunch of eggs. I'm going to buy like $100 worth of eggs. And I'm going to sell. I'm going to sell them by the pack. Hey, look. What's the deal? You know what I mean? 12 a pack. What's good? $1 an egg. Now, if you want to be a smart ass and you want just 4 eggs, bet we can do 4 eggs. That was $2 an egg. So you can get the whole pack for 12. If you want to be a dumbass, $2 an egg. Let's make it happen. Man, hey, I'll drive you to the destination. You know? Egg somebody's fucking house, we can do that. Let's do this. So that's what I'm doing tonight. You know.
I think we're getting started already.
Yeah, definitely did start. SD, what you going to do tonight?
I don't even know, man. I can't call it right now.
On Mischief Tuesdays.
Mischief Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. I can't call it right now. he's just in the fallback state right now.
I would, you know, go pull some toilet paper over somebody's house and tree, but I have to take a shit real soon, so I need all the toilet paper I can get.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
All right, no doubt.
So how are you gentlemen and women doing today?
Well, you know how everything is, man. Everything is nice and smooth, Daddy, as you know.
What is somebody building, a clubhouse?
Well, you know how that goes, man. We're trying to keep the moving over here while we, you know, bring the technical difficulties to the forefront. So,
no doubt.
We're just making it happen, dog. Like, we're just doing it all around. You know,
yeah.
When you come around, man, it'll be a lot nicer.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. I figured the deal you on that one.
Yeah, dog.
And, Kuba?
Yes, sir.
How was your day?
My day was very long.
Oh, yeah? Tell us
very,
about it. Why
very
was it
long.
So long?
Why? Because we had corporate week today. Well, corporate day, actually.
Uh-huh.
And they make us get all dressed up.
Because?
You know, the high heels, you know, all those uncomfortable clothes and all that that I love to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I do. I like dressing up. But it's just that I've gotten so used to. I mean, up here in Florida, basically, there's not much to wear, so then your employers don't want you to wear much.
Is that what that
is? Yeah, you can come in tank tops and all of that. You can come, like, sometimes you can come in ripped jeans, however you want, but on corporate day, you have to come dressed up because investors and all that come. So we had to be all dressed up, and then the investors never even came.
Wow.
So we got to do it all again tomorrow.
See, ain't that a kick in the ovaries?
You know? No.
It's definitely a kick in the fucking nuts. Manuka.
Then I wore my brand new BCBG girl shoes, boots actually. They were killing my toes, but they're great. BCBG?
BCB jeans? What the fuck is that?
BCBG.
Mm-hmm. What is that? What is that, a rap group?
Nah.
It's
hold them on it, like that.
There you go, you see?
Uh-huh. He knows his shit, huh?
That's right.
Hey, I know my shit, man.
All right, well, then, since you know so much, maybe you can answer this question.
What's that?
Also, first of all, first and foremost, how about you tell me why I stuttered?
Mm-hmm.
Because I graduated war boots.
Stuttering bastard, that's probably why.
Yeah, intelligent bastard, you know, homeless chicken.
Well, you know, it's all the same.
Yeah, you know. Oh, Michael Myers face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Roger Rabbit face-ass nigga. All right, well,
Oh, boy. Trying to go in, I'm about to heat you.
He's about to heat you.
I'm about to heat you.
Nah, but why is it that women can go to Payless and all that shit? They can get Levi jeans, but if y'all catch me with some Levi's on, I'm a fag.
Fuck that, I rock some Levi's. I don't give a fuck what niggas think.
Oh, yeah?
Levi's. I don't give a goddamn what they think.
All right, well, it's like my hair. I talked to the chick, what's up, Ma? How you doing? Yeah, I mean, what's up? You know, no. Whoa. Why are your pants so tight? Oh, no, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Yo, so what's good, yo? Levi.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Tight. Levi doesn't necessarily signify tight. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you can have some comfortable fitting jeans. They ain't got to be tight in the crotch to give you a yeast infection and shit.
Yo,
you know? Yeah, nah. They're not necessarily.
A mangina, the yeast infection, huh?
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I hear that. Fucking.
Sorry about the chewing and shit, folks. Eating pumpkin pies is pretty good.
Yeah. All right, well, what about some Shackmans? What if I want to put some Shackmans on?
Nah, no that.
Huh?
None of those.
No Shackmans?
Nah, we don't do those.
Oh, well, whoa. What happened at 6'4"? I don't give a fuck what niggas think. You know what you said?
I mean, that's him saying that. This is me saying that.
First of all,
like he said, that's him saying that. Second of all, I've never heard of Shackman, so I'm not co-signing that.
Oh, you've never heard of Shackman?
Never heard of him.
What is that?
Levi's 501 Blues, Levi's comfortable shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a comfortable pair of Levi's, dog. What the fuck is you talking about?
I'm talking about sneakers, though.
That's what I thought he was talking about. I thought he was talking about sneakers.
Yeah, the Shackman sneakers.
Shack
sneakers,
nah.
Like they have the Jumpman is a picture of him. his long ass legs in a youth circle because his fucking his legs couldn't fit at the bottom of the shoe.
Oh,
so they had to curve it in.
All right, so then let me ask you a question. So why were the Shaqs so cool when they were, like, out in Foot Locker and stuff like that, but they're in Payless now?
Whoa, yeah, I've never, I've never went to school with anybody that had Shaqs on.
Me neither.
Because it was brand new. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you can't say that. Cause,
for the moment.
I mean, it was the new shit. What the fuck?
Oh, boy.
No, because you can't say that because, well, I guess you could because, you know, when fucking.
Well, first of all, I can say what I want. Believe
you can say what you want. You're right. You can't say what you want.
This guy's out of control.
Where I went, motherfuckers had Shaq. Because Shaq was a motherfucking man, dog. Like, what are you talking about? When
you had a pair of Shaqs, okay.
I didn't have a pair. That's not what I said. What I said was I went to school with motherfuckers that had Shaqs, son. I had a pair of Etonic.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Were you cool with them?
Did you have a pair of Etonic course trainers?
Were you cool with them?
What happened?
Were you cool with them?
Answer the question. Was I cool with them?
Yeah.
More or less, God, like, son, like I said, he was a man, and his sneakers cost bread when they came out. It's not.
Oh, no, you didn't answer the question, my brother. Were you friends with the ones that had these fucking Shaqmans on?
I knew them. We were probably friends, acquaintances, or something like that. Somewhere along the line, you know what I'm saying? I can't remember directly, you know what I mean? But, I mean, that's neither here nor there, I believe.
Yeah, we never remember directly.
Oh, man.
I had friends, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
That's we know you had friends. They just didn't have Shaqmans on.
That's just me, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you had.
He's trying to go in on you real quick.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you had something, but I'm not too sure what that was.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably VD or some shit.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you trying to start the roast early?
The roast
early. Yeah, early in the
game. Early roast.
7:22 in the PM.
Yeah, you know, I'm building my club out. I'm about to hammer your face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Make my shit like beef patty meat.
Beef patty sneak. That Tower Owl shit.
Oh, boy.
Matter of fact, nah, Tower Owl's that official shit. That Golden Crest. Yo, hold on. Shout out to all of the official West Indian spots out there that got the fucking, the rice and peas with the coconut milk. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to all of the West Indian spots that got the motherfucking Hightower Roots, that got the cashew punch and all of that. The official shit, not that garbage wax shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know. Shout out to Golden Quest Beef Patties too, man.
Oh yeah.
Beef Patties.
I'm gonna say what they need to do. They need to bring they open up these fucking.
Definitely popping, guys.
Oh! They open up these They open up these fucking. These crown fried chickens all over the place. You know, they got the beef patties. You know, niggas out here running, losing their mind. Yo, we got a crown fried in the hood. Yo.
See, it's all about the royal fried chicken, man. Niggas don't know about that.
Well, see, this is the kicker. I walks in there. Okay, but you know what I mean? These hyphy-ass Negroes. Oh, you got beef patties?
Hyphy.
Real hyphy. Oh, bet. Let me get a beef patty. Matter of fact, bet. Let me get two beef patties. One, both of them with cocoa bread. One with cheese, one without.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, buddy, we don't have cocoa bread. Oh, you ain't got no cocoa bread? Kind of fucking crown fried? Oh, I bet, you ain't got no cocoa bread. All right, well, just put cheese in both of them then. Oh, buddy, we don't have cheese. What? Get back out the hood. Go back to New York, get trained, and come back here, and I want my fucking beef patty with cheese. And cocoa
beef patty with cheese, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like they don't know what the fuck is going on.
Faces get punched in if there's no beef patty. If there's no cheese on the fucking patty, man.
Yeah. Blur. Blue cheese in the patty, then.
I'll fucking slice your throat. There better be some mozzarella cheese on my shit.
Okay.
Yeah, niggas get serious over their cheese.
I'm serious. I like a beef patty.
Crazy, God.
Hold on.
Come on,
beef
God.
A beef patty is not the same when there's no fucking cheese on it, son.
And the thing about it, a lot of people out here that are listening.
Hold on. and if I ask for cheese, God damn it. I better have cheese on my shit.
So you want a block of cheese on your shit?
Nah, No, I don't want to block the cheese. I want to be able to shit in the next couple of fucking weeks. Are you kidding me?
Well, you want your gut to be like mine. Well, see, this is the deal. Fucking, you got to tell the people out there, because they're like, what? Cocoa bread? What's cocoa bread? Cheese and beef patty.
Niggas don't know what cocoa bread is.
A lot of niggas out here don't know what cocoa bread is.
Wait. Listen to me. Listen to me. If the people out there don't know what a beef patty with cheese is, God, we got problems. They don't know what cocoa bread is, they got problems.
Yeah.
Like, come on, God, what's really going on out here? Who never heard of cocoa bread before?
Tell you the truth, if I had to go to ShopRite and get my own beef patty, I don't know where cocoa bread is. Got my own slice of cheese, heated it up, put my cheese inside, sundae.
Very unofficial shopping that you're doing right there.
Huh?
Very unofficial with your shopping. You don't go to Pathmark and cop a 10 case of beef patty.
Nah, you don't do that. Them shits is good. They fucked your guts up, but I'm good.
They're not really good though. They're like toilet water compared to like what's out here. You know? True. That's very
they're
true.
Like the, they're like the frozen White Castles.
Yeah, that's like, come on. What are you doing out here?
Yeah, come on. Just drive an extra 3 minutes and pay an extra, like, whatever it is, and get you, like, some hot ones, you know what I'm saying, with some hot little onions on it. Like, that's what really gets it popping, the onions. The onions is what really makes the White Castle burger pop, just in case you guys didn't know what the fuck made them shit so good. It's the onions, it's the grilled onions, and all of that.
Hey, I'm going to need y'all to hold the fort down, and I gotta take the lava shit. Yeah, all right. I had too many hot wings last night. I'm going to have the lava shit.
Listen, you take that mountainous volcano shit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to fucking fall back into the abyss. I'm going to eat this single slice of turkey between two slices of white bread with a little mayonnaise and this slice of pumpkin pie, the last slice I might add. That's it. Like, this man's out of control tonight.
That's how we're going to do it right now. Like, I already got another thing in the fridge, so I'm going to crack that too. Y'all niggas done fucked up.
Yeah, niggas did fuck up.
And it's 7:30 something too?
Yeah.
Listen, I better slide back, man.
Slide back and slide over.
What up, Kuba? I hear you, baby.
What's up, baby?
I hear you breathing back there. Don't try to fucking hide behind the music and shit. What are you doing?
I ain't trying to hide. I'm just waiting for one of y'all to be quiet for a minute so I could try to get a word in.
All right, my bad. Go ahead.
Nah, just kidding. I'm just listening to y'all talk shit, that's all.
Yeah, you already know what it is over here.
What up, Turkey Leg?
What up?
You tell me.
No, you tell me what's up.
Yeah, okay.
You got
nothing up?
Nothing. Well, nah. You want to get something up? What's poppin'?
Mm-hmm. You got nothing up right now?
Nah, you know you can always get me on the sex play. Shit.
You like that, right?
Yeah, you know.
You never got the pictures, huh?
What happened?
So what are the... What type of stuff do you like to do on Halloween? What's your favorite?
Falling back in my lab and lighting it up while kids knock on my door while it doesn't get answered.
While it doesn't get answered?
While it doesn't get answered. No candy over here for y'all niggas, man.
There's no need for
really?
Nah, man. I'm done with them. I used to do that. I used to pass out the little candies and whatnot. But the candy's done now. It's time to move on. I'm gonna just post that right there on my door. Like, yo, don't even waste your time knocking on this door. Okay.
Damn.
I don't mean to shit on the little kids. I love the kids, but you know what I mean? I can't have it. Marty Mar love the kids. Mm-hmm. Can't have it. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's not fair. Those poor little kids are relying on you to give them candy.
What you mean it's not fair? That shit is plenty fair. Look how many other doors there is in Staten Island, how many doors there is in my neighborhood they can knock on and get candy from. I'm just one less spot they can get candy from, basically.
You're not getting any candy in the peas. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're not getting any candy in the peas unless you know Miss Young that lives on the top floor or something.
Right.
Yeah,
that always be having the candy and shit. That
always.
You know what I'm saying? Miss Beatrice, a lot of kids.
Grandma Mosley are one of them.
Word.
Yo, when you guys used to go trick or treating when you were young, do you guys ever get money like those old ladies that give you pennies and shit?
Yeah, work. I've never gotten money. I've walked into stores and like gotten shit out of stores or whatever. I would never got no money.
I got old ladies that gave me like pennies and stuff. I used to hate them. Like, I want candy. I don't want money.
Yeah, that's disgusting. What do you want, bitch? Give me some fucking candy, bitch.
Right.
And I ain't talking about no Mentos or no shit like that.
None of that cheap stuff.
Right, I want some real candy, man.
I don't want no goddamn Starlight Mints.
Yeah, some licorice.
Oh, man, yeah, those are the worst when they give you those, like, little regular mints and shit.
Right, man, that shit is lame. Giving me the mints that you get when you leave hometown buffet or something, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm a kid. Well, fucking Starlight Mint or toothpick. Like, I'm a kid. What the fuck you giving me a Starlight Mint for?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Give me something that fucking fizzles straight up. Or does something.
Some lollipop, something.
Or some Fun Dip or something.
Sorry,
right?
I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Yo, you
I
know
like
what
that
I had?
Fun Dip.
You know what I had the other day, though?
What?
I had Pop Rocks. Remember those?
Okay.
Yeah, you pour them, they're like crystals, and you pour them up, and they pop.
Ah.
Yeah,
that's Pop Rocks. That's throwback right
there.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Candy, cigarettes, and all that.
Nah, no good. I had the candy bogeys, but my pops was anti-candy bogeys, so that faded fast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely did. Well, he was like, what's that? Candy cigarette? Word? Let me hold that.
No more for you.
No more for me, God.
Not even if I just eat it, not let it hang from my lip.
No, but
nah.
It just used to blow smoke, though, son. Like, and then it was gum, right?
Yeah.
And then they had something that was candy, but those are the whack ones, though.
Yeah, those are the little skinny ones,
Like, yeah, those are whack, though.
Taste like chalk or something.
Yeah, I hate it. It's just like sweet-ass chalk and shit.
Talking about the ones like the dipping sticks?
No.
Yeah. It tasted like that. Yeah,
they got the red
stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a red stripe.
Right, he's on point with it right now.
That's what we like.
You don't dip them, though.
Nah, we don't dip them, but it tastes like the dip. It tastes like the dip.
Yeah.
It tastes
like
the
dip.
This nigga sick. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, this nigga was out of control tonight, y'all. Stay with us, though. We're in the building, though. You already know.
Damn, you guys don't got a webcam?
I mean, I don't got a webcam. I got a box.
You don't want us to have a goddamn webcam, honestly, because I'd just be doing a lot of things right now.
Okay.
I mean, not new things, just things.
I wanna see what you guys are doing. I wanna laugh too.
Like punching my cat in the face.
Niggas ain't doing shit. Niggas is just modulating.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, John.
Yo, Cuba, light that up, though.
Light up.
I'm breaking it up right now. Give me a minute.
Hey, look, you always unprepared. Crushing time, Mom. You always like one step behind.
I just got out of work a little while ago.
Now you got and you got excuses. Listen, I honestly don't know how
and
far
I got what?
I'm gonna go.
And you got excuses.
And you got excuses. I don't know how far I'm gonna let this go. You need to really like get that under control, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, the only time I used to leave them all rolled is when I used to dip them in honey, and that's it.
Really?
Yep.
The honey dip.
Honey dip.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Chocolate, man. She's listening, man. Listen, stay tuned, man.
That down south shit with the honey.
Hit up. Yeah, she knows what it is.
Chocolate.
Maple syrup.
Hey, listen, I might have to hit y'all with some of my deep thoughts one of these days, man. Cause I got some deep thoughts. Yeah, some deep thoughts that I have sometimes, and like I write them down or whatever. And I think that people will benefit from it, you know. I think that you guys would enjoy it. So if there's ever a time or a forum where I can do that, you know what I mean, a platform.
Well, go ahead. Why don't you enlighten us with a little bit of your deep thought?
You just ride around in the deep thought that she's a Bernie, chose to learn whatever the streets taught.
Damn, it feels like I'm trying to shit out a cruise ship.
I mean, we don't need to know that right now.
Damn.
You don't really need to know that right now.
Battleship won't come out.
Go back to the, you can go back to the abyss with that.
Yeah, because we was about to do something real quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, step in line real quick.
Step to the side real quick and let the one ruler handle the situation at hand.
You got any prune juice?
Guys, 6'4", kick that knowledge you was kicking on him. Are you finished there? Oh, boy.
Listen, this is for all of the female listeners out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can only give it to y'all because, like, it's not a masculine thing, really. But this is how I be feeling sometimes. As of late, I told y'all, like, I got a new love interest or whatever, and, like, my mind wanders. And this is one of the many places where it wanders to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds like you need your back regularly blown out.
Oh, well, I'd go do it, but,
oh, Lord.
I'm sitting on the toilet right now.
Come on, God, like, you're out of control tonight, too.
All right.
This is Mischief Tuesdays, man.
Everybody's out of control.
It is.
The rest of the show will be JJ in the toilet.
Yeah, nah, I mean, I'll be done. I'll be done in, like, 5 minutes.
Boom. That's all I need. So fall back for a minute, right? So, like I was saying, sounds like you need your back regularly blown out. Feel free to comment on that one.
Who needs their back blown out? Women? You talking about women in general?
This is something I wrote to someone. Like, I wrote it with them in mind. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
All right, you follow? All right, boom.
Follow.
Sounds like, and all the people in the chat rooms and all of that, listen, don't be stealing my shit. Because, you know, I know Ed is going to put a lock on that right now because we don't want to, you know, steal. No fucking plagiarism, all right? We know what that is. Sounds like you need your back leg to be blown out. Feel free to comment. I'm listening to the Panties right now. Most definitely the artist. Give it a listen. Sex is a topic I can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, imagine the passion on the kitchen table. Your back on the shower wall, soap suds go down. So do I. Danger adds to the excitement. The stall in the lounge woman's room. The lawn. Reverse cowgirl in the sauna. I can barely see your face, but I feel the sweat dripping down your back. Ass crack. Letting your girls out. They're not titties until you unleash them.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling free all over the hotel suite. Or maybe laying on top while we admire each other's hue. You purposefully tracing my shoulder blade with your index finger. Head on my chest, long, strong arms wrapped around you almost twice, and embrace your everything. Keep your tongue to yourself, but I'll lick around your nipples. You want what I want, and keep it rocking right there kind of shit. Dig, nigga, dig kind of shit. Push until you bottom out, then push harder. Push your stomach up from the inside. I haven't pulled your hair or put my hand around your throat yet. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you to bed, so trust me. Close your eyes, arch your back, and don't forget to breathe.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to breathe straight up.
I'll turn your head every so often just so you can see that this is me doing that to you. It's going to be a long night. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. No fucking plagiarism. No fucking plagiarism, all right? That's words straight from the dome of the OC, all right?
I'll be written by Abra. Whip your motherfucking ass.
Whip ass, all right? And we about to fucking twist the gear, too. And stop it. If you're listening, you already fucking know what it is. Or you other bitches fall back. So, that's it. I know Cuba, I might have you right now in a precarious position.
You have me in the what position?
I want a precarious position. I want you. How did you feel about that? Like,
how did I feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me, but too bad it's not me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I gotta go find somebody that thinks like you.
That's the one. That's why the brothers is here, man. Listen, that don't change, ma.
Oh yeah.
Straight up.
You already know.
Why fuck around?
Mm-hmm.
I might as well just put it on the table, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah. You're just nodding your head to this one. You're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she is new.
It's all right, though. Is this guy finished pushing out his shit?
Nah, he's still in the Matrix, but you know.
What a fucking prick. What kind of prick shit while he's on the fucking air?
Yeah, he's a prick.
And then he flushes the toilet, too.
Yeah. You're definitely a prick, bro. You know.
Hello.
You're definitely a prick.
Hello.
Yeah, you're definitely a prick, my brother.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Now he's talking to himself. Shut this guy's mic off. I can't hear you, Swift. Cuba, what up?
What up? I'm here rolling.
Well, you know what it is. You're here.
I'm rolling. When are you going to come light me up?
What happened now?
When are you going to come light me up?
Come light you up? When the time is right. I would think.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to be lit up.
Every day.
Oh boy. I hear you. How much you burn every day? Don't lie either.
It all depends. It depends what type of day. See, like today, I didn't get a chance to blaze at lunchtime. I normally like to blaze before I go to work, and then I like to come home for lunch, eat, and then blaze before I go to work.
Right.
And then when I get out of work, I like to blaze. So, and today I didn't get to blaze at lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
So I had to wait till I got home from work, and then I had to actually do a couple errands for my grandmother. So I didn't get to, like, blaze right after work. So now so I'm blazing now. But normally I like to blaze at least 3 times a day.
Yes, head pot.
Yes, sir. But if funds are low, at least once a night before I go to bed will do okay.
Not me. Shit, listen. Once a day, are you crazy?
If funds are low, shit.
When
I'd rather smoke once a day than not smoke at all.
Yeah, we're going to, all right. If I had to choose, like, once a day, like, what am I going to burn in the morning before work? I need that. What am I going to burn, like, at lunchtime? I need that. What about coffee time? I need that. What about
mm-hmm.
after work? I need that. What about, like, now? Need that. You know what I'm saying? So like, when does that leave? Like, you know, I mean, maybe at some point, like, I'll fall in love and that love will take place of that weed or something. I don't know.
Nah, mm-mm. I fell in love and you know what? I'm still with my weed. I'm not with that love no more, but I'm still with my weed.
See?
Me and that weed, we're here forever.
So tell us if I can unmute my mic. Huh? Are you good, Monique?
I'm sorry good. About?
Nothing. We were just discussing something that you weren't a part of.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of it because I chose not to. I had to take a shit.
Come on, man. We don't need to know that. We told you that.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome, everybody and guest room. Sorry about that. I had to relieve myself.
Little JJ.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. 347-215-8388.
Yo.
Got La Cubanita SD4.
Yeah, you know it.
We're pushing buttons. Why?
For real.
Oh man, SD's phone is basura. That nigga shit is basura.
Hey.
Hey.
Jerk off, you back?
I mean, I was there, but I don't know what happened.
Often supercated, never duplicated. But I
know.
Fucked all that up.
I mean,
fucking starving, man. I'm gonna give a shout out to all the friends and all the listeners out there.
I mean, one of them is me. I forgot my jump off.
Forgot your what?
Forgot my jump off. One of them is me, though.
Okay?
I don't know who the other one is.
Hey, Kuba, did you add us as a friend?
Yeah.
I guess I have to check my shit.
I'm about to look at that right now.
Not all of it, but they can get into the work. Well, who the hell is that? Oh.
You're out of control.
So, what did y'all talk about?
Talk about
now?
Adding his friends. They didn't add me as a MySpace friend. I'm about to delete their ass.
Look at, hold on. Fall back. I'm on there right now. See?
On MySpace?
Yeah.
You got my request?
Yeah. Relax.
Oh, okay.
He has you on the waiting list.
Right?
That's like when you get a number, you gotta wait fucking you gotta wait 3 years in order to call.
Come on, man, I don't even go down that way.
I'm looking at my email.
Then you could look at those pictures. Wait, were you the one asking me for the pictures yesterday?
No, but I'm about
That was actually 6'4".
I'm about to go on there right now, though.
Alright, but it's amazing because I'm looking at my Yahoo Messenger and I don't see any topics. Any agendas. Yeah. No agendas.
Oh, shit.
All I see is Leslie the lesbian. She's fucking sending me this shit, and as soon as I reply to it, I'm going to get a virus. I don't know who the fuck Leslie is. Mijente.com alerts. I haven't been on Mijente since I was, like, 10. Buy.com deals. All
right, I don't have an agenda.
Oh, wow. Oh, Lord. I want to talk about something. Fellas, you ever been walking around and you see a badass chick and her man is always the jealous one to push her up, you know, push her aside or whatever. She has a fat ass. I'm in Kmart and I'm looking at this girl. I'm like, wow, she's cute. And she wants some candy. This nigga talking to her like she's 10. Come on. I want some candy. No, come on. Let's go this way. He said, and it was a white boy. He saw two brothers, you know, looking in his direction, so he didn't want the brothers, you know, be looking at his girl. It's okay, guy. I don't want her, right, guy? I'm attracted to Spanish women. I don't want her, right, guy?
Hey, hold
on. But it's just the fact that if my girl has a large ass and I walk and I see people looking, I'm going to applaud myself for being with her. Like, yes. Now, if they're looking at her, pointing and laughing, that's when I wonder, what the fuck am I doing with you? Go at the bus stop. I'm not taking you home.
She's okay. I'm not even mad at you right now. I'm not even mad at you.
You're not mad at me? You shouldn't be mad at me. I ain't do nothing for you to be mad at me.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the female.
Oh, you're talking to females. All right.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna make me a hot dog.
I'm not mad.
Yo, what's the best hot dogs out there?
Ballpark.
No.
Yeah.
You're wrong on that one.
Oh,
really? I like Ballpark.
No, you're both wrong. 6'4"?
He's in the Matrix right now.
I'll tell you what the best one is. Hebrew National.
Oh, Lord.
You know, they're kind of expensive. That's why you cheap bastards probably never got any. Stop getting Ballpark. You're eating fucking dog turds, all right? That's exactly what Ballpark is. Dog,
yeah, well, I heard that all hot dogs are lips and assholes, so.
Really?
Yep.
Well, how about this?
Cool.
You have lips and you're an asshole. How about that one?
Yo, Sula, you're definitely ready. You are definitely ready.
Huh?
I said you are definitely ready.
I'm definitely ready?
Yeah.
Ready for?
I'm ready for action.
I'm ready for action?
Yeah, you're definitely ready for action.
Why? Wait, who's this talking to me?
This is SD talking to me.
Okay, SD, hold on. I'm trying to find you, my friend. I don't see you.
Hey, yo,
I might go into splits on that one.
Has any of y'all ever went out for Mischief Night?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Worst thing I've ever done as far as what?
The Mischief Night.
As far as the Mischief Night?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I done did a lot of things.
All right, well, then, just pick, I don't want you to get in trouble, so just pick one.
Alright, I remember one night, it was like, it might have been around Halloween night. It wasn't Halloween. It was a blackout out here, right?
Oh, shit.
It was a blackout or whatever, so.
Okay.
You niggas is ruthless.
Yo, what you mean? I mean, and I wasn't in Harvard. Like,
uh-huh.
And like, the hood I was in, it had like mad stores, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm walking down the block, everybody's rambling because there's a blackout or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I just see somebody pick up like a big brick and just threw it through the store, like, oh.
You sure that wasn't you?
Nah, that wasn't me, dog. Definitely wasn't me, dog.
Uh-huh.
Monkeys! Niggas just ran in there and just did what they had to do.
Wow.
Sometimes you gotta do that, man.
Hey.
I mean, I wasn't promoting it, but you know, I seen.
But you sure, damn sure wasn't saying, oh, I'm going to call the police. They're doing wrong.
Oh, nah, not at all. We don't involve police in our everyday activity, but I just, you know, it was, you know what I mean, clothes, sneakers and all that, so I just, you know, when a man just loses a little bit.
Yo, look, man, I ain't take that TV. That shit just fell out on the street, and I was going to give it to the owner, but I gave up trying, so, you know.
Straight up. Nothing too major. Nothing major at all. Like, it ain't got to be major. Guys.
What about you, 6'4"?
What about me, man?
You ever went out for Mischief Night?
I can't say that I have, man. I've been pretty much a square my entire life. You know what I'm saying? So I've never gone out for mischievous night. I've done mischievous things in my life, like throwing eggs and broken lights in the mini building.
Oh, shit.
I've done all kinds of shit. Knocking on people's doors, pretending to be a vacuum cleaner salesman. You know,
Wait, brother. You said pretending to be a what?
A vacuum cleaner salesman.
Ha, ha.
That's right.
Heard oh, it shit.
Heard it here first.
Did you walk around with one of those vacuum cleaners, too?
Well, you know how it goes. You got to sell the product. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling
you.
Which one did you sell? The bagless vacuums? Or
was it Eureka?
Yeah, the Dyson. The ones that don't lose suction.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Shout out to Chunky Monkey, dogs.
Yo, shout out to East Flatbush, man.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, man. Definitely East Bush in the fucking
shout
house.
East Bush, shout out to the Bush, man, because you know without the Bush, man, all of this would not be possible.
Oh, definitely wouldn't, man. Would not be.
Yo, shout out to Chunky Monk. Queens is in the building right now.
Hey, yo, oh, Q, you in the building?
Hey, yo, shout out to Grandma Leslie, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
like,
out to Grandma Carter, man.
Shout out to Grandma Carter, man. Like, yo, listen, call us up, sweetheart. Let us know what's popping. You know, we haven't seen you in a while. We miss you. We love you. And, you know,
Shout out to Grandma Torres.
Yo, Grandma Torres, ma. You know how I feel about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we share a special relationship. Like, yo, we love you. Like, call us up and let us know how you feel about what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, right.
Pretty much.
Yo, Chocolate, call in, too. I know you listen.
Hey, Cuba.
You know.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing you've done?
You need to call in.
The worst thing I've done?
Yeah.
You need me talking to you, too.
Well,
call
we used to make water balloons. Like, my mom's a nurse, so we used to take the gloves.
Oh, wait, hold on. That man, you know, he's putting his thing out. Go on, do your thing. My bad, brother.
Like I said, man, listen. So I know you're listening, all right? 347-215. 8388. Come on, let's get it started. You know what I'm saying? Like grown man things here.
Now, what if she just turned it on? You gotta repeat it one more time.
I said 347.
Mm-hmm.
215.
Mm-hmm.
8388.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
Right,
okay, I think you guys messed up. You gotta say it one more time.
Oh, well, you know what? Honestly, if you need to really call here and contact us, the number is 347. 215-8388. Chocolate, you already know what it is. All right? So, you know, don't get handled, all right?
Don't get handled.
Say like you mean it.
Get handled.
Chocolate might be in the building, though.
Yeah, Chocolate. I know Chocolate's in the building. She likes to low ride. Like, that's her stilo. She likes to ride low. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could appreciate that for one who likes to stay under the radar.
Hey, well, you know, what about, what's up with these balloons?
I don't know what you're talking about, G.
Nah, La Cubanita said she had some water balloons or some shit like that.
Yeah, we used to fill up water balloons and then have eggs and stuff and just throw them off the roof.
Oh, wow. You motherfuckers is ruthless.
That's some shit niggas used to do in the Bronx and shit.
Man, that's the shit that I'm walking, minding my business, pissed the fuck off, and I got a big-ass egg smacking me in my big-ass head.
Yeah.
You ever been shitting on my bird?
Oh, man. That's
and then people have the nerve to say, oh, don't worry, that's good luck. What kind of good luck is getting shitted on?
Yeah,
I just got doo-dooed on.
Yeah, getting shat on is not bad. You got shat on.
You got shat. Shat.
Definitely not where it's at.
Shat
yeah,
it.
You know, yeah, y'all already know from last time what shat is, man. Let's get it.
Shat, man.
Let's get a Liz's docking, man.
Oh, man, shit.
I took a shit. Yeah, you know.
The worst thing I probably did was, well, you know, brothers. Well, I ain't going to say brothers. I ain't going to put on the whole race. But me,
uh-huh.
Went to ShopRite, you know, and I went late. I went on mischief night. So, you know how they are. Oh, well, you look kind of young. You can't get eggs unless, you know, you're with a parent or whatever. I'm 25. What year was you born? That's how silent it was. They told me, get the fuck out. You don't even know what year you was born. You should have made that shit up before you came in here, you dumb fuck.
You
stingy bastard. So what I do? Went to Modell's, got me some golf balls. They work the same. They're just not going to crack in half. They're going to bust through your fucking window.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm going from house to house throwing shit. This one kid I had beef with, I threw a golf ball through his window. Thought that shit was so funny until he lit some shit on fire in front of my house. And me, like a dumbass, I'm stomping it out, getting shit all over my fucking Timbs. Shout out to that nigga. I'm going to put him in the Full Nelson when I see him. Get back to the regular schedule
full
program.
Full Nelson.
The Full Nelson.
He's a pussy anyway.
Yeah, he definitely is a pussy.
Come on, man. Like, he's been a pussy for a very long time.
Shall we address this coward?
Well, worst you can do ever, do not ever fuck with a chick. I don't even want to put it out there because I don't want to give you these thirsty chicks. Fuck it, I'm going to put it out there.
Put that shit
out. Do not ever, if a chick pours soda on your car, preferably Pepsi or Coke on your car, you fuck that. Fuck that bitch.
Uh-huh.
Because not only did she fuck your shine up,
uh-huh,
but she fucked your paint up.
Oh.
Yep.
The soda's going to eat away on your paint, and you're going to need a new paint job, and paint jobs don't come easy unless you're messing with them vatos.
I beat that bitch.
And I don't condone hitting women, but, yeah, you fuck with my G-Rod, rap. Shout out to that nigga SD holding it down. So, anyway.
What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Hey, no, I'm giving you a shout.
Oh, all right. Don't be trying to come at me sideways.
Nah, dog. It's none of that. None of that.
Never was, never will be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
bitch,
saying? Like,
get in the motherfucking rod. Shat.
Shat. You know.
Oh, man. I love people from the Boston, man.
Like, yo, bitch, hop in the Broham.
The Broham.
Broham. Hop in my Broham, bitch.
Oh, shit. Nigga don't know how to cook.
Shut your trap up.
Nigga does not know how to cook.
Oh, he's burning the water again.
Yeah, this guy, oh my goodness, this nigga about to burn down this house and home.
My grandmother gonna kick me out? No.
No, you gonna burn out you and your 15 cats.
He got 25 cats, right? What are you doing? I feel like I'm on Broadway with all these cats, nigga.
They're not mine. They're my friend cats.
Yeah, they're my friend cats, nigga.
They're your cats. They're your cats, you raping bastard.
Oh, no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, his house is tighter than cat pussy.
Hey, look, man. This one chick said I'm gay because I have cats.
What?
I mean, like, what kind of, and you know what the funny thing about it? I always think like this, and no homo intended, but I always think like, well, my brother's not gay. He has one cat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I look up to my big brother. So fucking what? So what? When a nigga left when I was young, I used to fucking cry like a little bitch.
Literally.
You know what? I love that young man. If I wasn't in the fucking kitchen being greedy, I'd give that man an applause.
They said you love him because you're gay.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That's incest right there.
Oh, shit.
You know about that, though. You know, being from Cuba, you know about that, though, right?
Oh, boy.
What, being gay?
You know, not being, I mean, that, too.
Oh.
But really, the incestual act.
No, hold on. That's Puerto Ricans.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Houston. Puerto Rican friends that mess with their own cousins.
Ooh. Houston. Actually, I thought it was Dominicans.
Oh,
and Dominicans.
Yeah.
I know a couple of Dominicans that got married and had kids.
Wow. So you're saying that Cubans don't do that. Only Puerto Rican and Dominican?
That's what she's saying. That's what it sounds
the,
like.
That's what it sounds like.
No, actually, to tell you the truth, it's known. Just like, you know, you're socializing.
Mm-hmm.
It's known for Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, yes, to do that.
To do what?
Like, ask anybody. You can ask anybody. The first thing that's going to come out their mouth is Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
I love Puerto Ricans. I'm half Puerto Rican. I've had a lot of Puerto Rican in me.
Are you really?
Okay?
I bet you had a lot of Puerto Rican in you.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Oh, you sure did.
I'm half Puerto Rican because of all the Puerto Rican I've had in me.
Oh, Lord. You've had...
Now he wanted to go play the poppy music in the back.
I hear
you with the pappy music.
The
yeah,
pappy.
You
know, no, but SD.
Yeah.
Only reason why I did that is to do this. You went hard! Oh, yeah. La Cubanica definitely started something. If there's any Spanish people out there, Puerto Rican, Dominican, you got something to say about this?
Get up in here.
Y'all need to call up. 347-215-8388. You need to hold your shit down, because if you don't call, kind of makes it kind of nervous. Hit us up. I got a Cubana coming at Boricuas and Dominicanas. Bro, this shit is so fucking serious. I love my job. Oh, shit. I'm going to give shout outs to Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk.
Shout out to my penis.
Oh, man. Pause.
Yo, shout out to my cock that goes in action any time of the day. Whenever I beckon his call, he goes in on the buns. Shout out to my son.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Straight down.
Oh, boy.
There's a fucking ketchup in this motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. Come on, man. Get them packets. You be fucking saving from the Chinese restaurant, you cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Get them packets. You heard that, man.
He knows about the packets. They right in his drawer. Come on, son. Stop fucking fronting, God.
Oh, the magnums that I have? Talking about the magnums?
No.
Come on,
talking
son.
About the ketchup
you
packets.
Come on, son. You do it, man. You do
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But you know what? You might as well just save your money and get yourself a bag of 50-cent potato chips, nigga. Because honestly, that's the difference between the price of regular cons and the price of fucking magnums. And you don't need motherfucking magnums, nigga, because you know why? You're the little nigga in the family.
Oh!
he said he got the pack of extra loose magnums.
Oh, whoa!
Them shits is like a baggy jeans and a white belt with a fat
Oh, man, please.
Nigga, yo, the niggas trying to get on you, son. Impotent. You know?
Yeah, he definitely tried to get on me, man, but, I mean, please. Keep my cock out your mouth. No homo.
Whoa.
No homo.
Whoa. Hold on. I can only take that one way. Pause.
Oh, whoa.
Pause that.
See, now that's gay.
That's
I didn't mean for it to come out that way. No homo again.
That's you're inviting another man to your penis.
Nah. I'm inviting.
Which is really in line with the type of lifestyle you're trying to live anyway, so, you know.
I'm outbiting. I'm not inviting.
It all adds up. What's the nigga's name from Cold Monkeys? A gay nigga?
Clarence, nigga.
Clarence from Cold Monkeys. That's
yeah, he's Clarence. He's a fairy goddess.
Hey, you know what? Not only that, but he's a music guy, too. So you're the music guy. So.
Chauncey?
You're definitely Clarence.
Hey, you faggot-ass Chauncey.
Faggot-ass Chauncey.
Faggot Chauncey. Chauncey was a faggot. He was bitch-made, nigga. That
nigga is fucking crazy. Oh, shit, that nigga is out of control.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is some fucking bullshit.
Only
on bullshit now, right, Clarence?
Yeah, I'm talking about the mustard running the fuck out.
True planet! Let's get
the ass. JJ is an ass. JJ, in fact, is an ass. Correct, yes. You are definitely telling the truth.
Listen, bro. Niggas already got your license plate, son. There's really no need to fucking elucidate.
Mm-hmm.
I think I used that word in the wrong context, and I used
it. I'm saying, but you was phone with it, so don't fuck it up.
Totally wrong. But you know what? I don't give a fuck, all right? Because I don't ever do that, and I'm doing it. I'm using the word in the wrong motherfucking context. What?
Yo, if anybody got a problem, fucking call up.
Yo, for real, somebody's hating on you. Who's ever hating on JJ, call up.
Word.
If you got the nerve to say something.
Ooh. Yeah, like, what's going on? No hate. This is a no-hate zone right now.
Nah, they already know what time it is. Like, they just need to fall back and get, like, their back twisted out or something or get punched in their face. That's really.
Yeah.
That's what really needs.
Maybe both.
Maybe both. Like, come get.
I don't know, JJ. Somebody said you an ass.
I mean, a what?
Somebody.
I got him. He don't even gotta worry about that.
Word.
We got big guns to handle that.
Word. Goonie Google.
Goonie.
Goon Squad.
Goonie.
Oh man. Yeah. For those that was listening yesterday, fucking. My half-retarded sister was in the room hating.
Oh, that was the hate?
Yeah, she was off her meds. She was off her meds and, you know, I fucked up and told her about the show.
She's definitely half a retard, at least.
Yeah, she's definitely half a retard.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, hey, it's cool. I still love you, sis.
Yeah,
Nadra.
You know. Nadra. Word. Let's go, Nadra.
Nadra.
Hey, now, you're an all-star.
She gonna call back and start hating on y'all again. Watch.
It's alright. We love the hate. The hate makes us shine even more. Like
mm-hmm.
diamonds. Like diamonds in the rough.
Hey, who put all up? He. All up. He.
Yeah.
Yeah. All up. Here.
How clownish can you? How clownish can you be? You can't actually tell that says here.
Huh?
I don't care, man. I see here.
Oh, my God.
I call it what it is.
I wrote that. Oh.
Oh, you wrote that?
Yeah, I wrote that, nigga.
Oh, my
bad. I'm writing in text message style, nigga.
Oh, shit. So pretty much you screaming at niggas.
Nah, I'm not screaming at niggas. I just want people to understand that.
You call those guys?
I just want people to understand that I'm here. Caps locked, that's all.
All right, well, fucking, we're going to play a song, man.
Tomorrow.
Chopping rocks, chopping shit, you know what I mean? That's what we do.
I mean,
that's what we do best.
Bossy.
A little bit of Sheik Looch. I played it at the end. Bass was listening up. Oh, wait a minute, let's take a call. Oh.
Let's get it poppin'.
It is Nadra.
Let's get it popping.
Hold on. We got a call. Caller.
Hold on, 6-4. We got a caller.
What happened?
We got a caller. Caller, you on the air.
Yeah, can I speak to Mike?
Wow, Mike.
To who?
To Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, it's definitely a joke coming.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Yes.
Mike who?
He didn't give me his last name. It's just Mike.
So about that? Okay. What does he look like?
He's like probably like 6'3".
Okay.
Brown skin.
Mhm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mike. Yeah.
All right. What is this in reference to?
This is in reference to a phone call. Like, you know, somebody gave me the number, so I'm calling.
Okay. Well, he'll be back in a little while. What's your name?
Don't worry about it. I need to speak to Mike, not you.
I'm out. I'm not. Whoa, hold on, sister. Listen, I don't know if you understand.
Who is this?
I don't know if you understand what. I just asked you that. Now, I don't know if you understand what you're dealing with right now, but this is the Technical Difficulty Show. It's an internet radio station, and you just called in. Right now, you're live on the air.
Can I hear me? Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what, sweetheart, what's your name? Where you from? Just let us know about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, I just called to speak to Mike. I really had nothing to say. I didn't know I called a radio show.
Well, this is actually Mike. I had to take a shit. What was you? Hey, this is Mike. What's up?
Yo, what's up? It's Nadira.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go,
yeah,
Dara. What up,
responding to what y'all said a little bit earlier.
About what?
About me being half retarded.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Well, you know we know you best. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no need to. You know we know you best.
I just have to put out there that I'm eating a hot dog. I thought the buns were fresh, but I'm tasting freezer burn. And it tastes like shit. But I'm going to eat it because I'm cheap and I don't want to buy new bread. Continue.
Then you wonder why you go to the toilet for 2 hours.
I'm fucking right.
Oh, man.
Hey, Nadra, hold on for a second. We got a caller.
All right.
That's doing his makeup again, huh?
Monolith online, what's good, y'all?
Damn, nigga, bring it down a couple of notches.
Monolith, immovable.
Oh, monolith?
Monolith, immovable. What you want, son? A slight 6'6", 300 pounds, a straight slack. What you want, son?
Relax.
She won.
This is not like a sex advertisement.
Monolith, what's good, baby? Where you calling from?
Yo, y'all in the crib with these idiots, man. These crazy motherfuckers, man.
Oh,
you getting
good.
It popping.
Listen, hold on, Walt. Shut his mic off right now.
Shut his mic off?
Shut his mic off right now.
Yo, why you gonna do that, JJ?
Yes. Mute his mic right now until he comes down to this level. Relax yourself. Relax yourself. You're talking too fucking loud.
Well, I don't know if he can hear you if he's at the club, but I shut that nigga down.
Immediately.
I mean, you ain't had to bang on him. You could have just muted his mic. Like, listen here, family. That nigga banged on him. All right, but hold on.
Wait. He called again.
Hold on. Before you unmute his mic.
Yo.
Before you unmute his mic, let him calm down real quick, and then we'll get to him.
Seriously.
I bet, dog. Hey, monorail, monoloaf, monolisa, whatever the fuck your name is. Oh, you hung up again.
What happened?
He hung up again.
Oh, you hung up again?
Hey, Nadra, give us a call back.
Yo, we don't have time for the homosexual games. Like, if you're gonna
we really don't.
If you're gonna call, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be an extraterrestrial. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk to us, and we're gonna listen to what you have to say, and we're gonna knock it around like we're supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
the only problem we had, family, was you was talking too fucking loud.
That's all. Like, you don't understand. You know, like, really. Like,
that's real easy to understand. I mean, just bring it down to
what's the problem. So what's the problem? All right, he's calling. He's about to call back right now.
Come get that penis out of his mouth.
No, he's finished in this country for right. He's finished. He's done here.
He's done here?
Yeah,
his number's officially blocked right now, all right? Cause, he's officially blocked right now because I'm not liking his attitude at all.
Why are you fucking shitting on him? Tell him to take them suede jeans off.
Suede jeans?
Yeah.
Black on war boots.
He said you got on suede jeans.
Nigga got on cowboy suede war boots.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yo, he took it back. Hold on. That's true, guys.
Wait, hold on. We got a caller calling now. Hold on.
He took it. Yo. Yeah.
Hold on. We got a caller. Caller, you on the air.
Yo, call up with that, son.
Well, hold on. Caller, you on the air.
Who's
Yo, call her with that, son.
Call her. You're on the air. What's good?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, come on. Call
her. Yeah, look. If you, people out there, if you got T-Mobile or Nextel, do not call, please. Please, do not call.
Come on,
only
people.
Sprint singular.
All right.
Verizon.
They hung up.
Call back, man.
Definitely call back. Mmm.
Oh, man.
This is a good, nasty hot dog.
Come on, dog. You still on that,
yo, listen,
family?
Yo, listen. You're silly. You're silly. Why don't you get yourself a couple of dollars? Why don't you get yourself a Pathmark card or a ShopRite card or, what's the name of the other place out there in Jersey? Wawa
card. Wawa
card.
Listen,
get yourself a Wawa card. You know what I'm saying? Like, go grocery. Listen. The operative word, grocery shopping. You know what I'm saying? Go grocery shopping. Get you some groceries, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the $10 that you spend, $20 you spend on Pizza Hut, son, you can get you some bread, milk, eggs, cheese, and, like, meat, son.
Straight. Yeah, you're right.
And right. And make it happen for yourself. And you ain't got to eat the lowly, the slave meal.
You got to eat snack wrap.
Fucking
you know,
snack
like,
wrap.
Yeah, like nothing ever tastes good. Nah, son, that's not where it's at, God. Like, you got to take care of yourself. Fuck what you heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, on that note, we're going to play Chop and Rock by Sheik Looch. Y'all stay tuned, motherfuckers.
Chop and Rock, nigga.
Chop and Rock!
We chopping it after 1 minute. You know what it do.
Oh, you know how it be.
D-Block! D-Block!
Oh, what a problem.
Let's go.
Chop up, bag up, finish that, get some more. Take my little paper made, go and hit the Gucci store.
Yeah.
Gym stars, clear bags, and big cars.
Uh-huh.
Your guns is big, but not like ours. I'm territorial. I get money, so the blocks stay hotter than the 4th and Memorial. Guns caught, burning, any car turning, any tires screeching, you see me reaching. I grew up around it, church I never found it. Tried school, but rap music kept me grounded. My piss dirty, I quick flush, wipe my jewelry down with a rag and a toothbrush. I get it popping, no, I get it chopping, and I ain't talking jokes. Low bags of coke, come and get it, folks. I take big totes and look at the ass in front of me. I'm the you wanna be. Yeah, 100, 200, 300 staff. Why cop the milk when I could buy the whole cow? Why bet 100 when I could spin the whole thou? 80 flat top, slicing the eyebrow. I had to get money.
Uh-huh.
The bitch looking at me, can't be looking all funny. I'm the cook-up man, all white, let that dry in front of the fan.
Yeah.
Get chased through the park by some fat-ass narc. Lose his ass, find a head house and spark. I've been chopping up before y'all load young soft. Started popping up, so we could get busy.
Uh-huh.
You don't gotta ask who is he. I've been. The ice cream man like P. Miller, Dawn of the Dead, my got him looking like straight thriller,
yeah.
Chinchilla, never that, army coat, hell yeah, I could bring hell here, you f*** on me dog, king of New York, nah, but I got him on a hook, we D-block, the mother straight up shit,
D-block.
If you don't stop, then I won't stop,
never.
Continuously to get, shit.
Oh, shit. That's how you chop a fucking song up. Speaking of chopping rocks, I don't know anybody or everyone I know that ever chop rocks. They ain't blow up overnight. Because they're overnight in a fucking jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Chopping rocks and shit. I'm over here promoting chopping rocks. And they still making any money, so I ain't going to hate.
Nope. Can't hate.
No. No, we're back.
You can't hate on looching them. Nah, not looching them.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, oh, Cubanita Babyface.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ain't that original?
Is it?
Ain't that cute?
Very. I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's definitely twerking with something, though. Let me beat. She's definitely twerking with something. let me show you what it's like. Show you what it really
is. Tell me what
like.
You're
Show me what you're working with.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm
what
you're working
with, huh? What am I working with?
You working with a lot right now. That's
give me your male friend opinion.
What you mean? I already.
Oh, whoa, what's going on?
I already gave you my opinion. I already gave you my
opinion. I was burning down, breaking down the house.
Yeah, this nigga's wailing in the back.
Wow. You know what I hate? I hate jealous people.
We all?
Yeah, like, I hate people that, well, in a way I like that jealousy, but I hate jealous people, especially with stupid shit.
Yeah, some things are stupid.
I don't understand it sometimes, but yeah, that's what makes people, right?
Hey, SD, you like people checking out your girl?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yep, that lets me know what I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just don't take it overboard and try to do no funny shit. But, you know, I mean, look at my girl's ass. Look at her. I mean, let me know what I'm working with, please.
Word. All right, so what's overboard to you?
Overboard is where niggas is, like, bumping their mans. Like, yo, you see that? That's a little overboard.
Nah, that ain't overboard. I love that's cool. Overboard is when you bump your man, he like, damn, my woo, she got a fat ass!
Nah, that's when niggas get punched in the
Exactly. Like, you can bump your man, because that's what I do. Like, yo, damn, she got fat ass. Cool, as long as you don't come out your neck.
I mean, come on, dog. Like, come on, dog. Like, let's be rational, dog. Like, really. Like I said, I'm walking with my shorty. I mean, one dude, you know what I mean, he decided he wants to look at my shorty ass. All right, but you bumping your man, talk about your love. Come on, son. Y'all niggas are doing too much, dog.
Hey, they doing everything that you would do.
I mean, I wouldn't do no shit like that. Like, if I see a nigga with his chick, I'm going to just look like, damn. I mean, she got a fatty. And my niggas is going to hear that. Then they going to be like, who? Then, you know.
See, now you see. Now, what if that nigga hear it? Yeah, does he have a right to go up in your chin?
I mean, if he wants to test my chin, I mean, I give him all respect. Do try to test my chin and see what you get after that. Like, you know. That's all. Like, now I'm saying I can have my jaw hit just like the next man's jaw, but you know.
Uh-huh. But it's going to be, you know, conflict afterwards.
I mean, it has to be conflict. I ain't going to let you just punch me in my face and then,
not at all.
You know, just look at you like, are you finished? Like, come on, dog. Like, what's really going on here?
Yeah, I feel you.
Only other way I can see myself doing that is if I'm knocked the fuck out. And I doubt that.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt that.
So you guys don't mind the staring and the looking, right? That's okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
They can look and they can stare all they want. What if they blow kisses?
I mean, blowing that kiss shit, it's like, come on, family.
That's
none of that's needed over here, so
nah,
you need to fall back with that.
I don't know anybody that blew kisses to a girl. Like, if you do, you're a fag. I mean, blowing kisses, that's a female trade. That's not
really?
Something that a dude should be doing to a chick, like, you know. Are you fag?
Not like that.
Like, what are you really fucking talking about? Like, come on, dude.
Like, if they're like, hey, mommy.
Yeah, straight up. Give it up.
Oh, man.
Drop it like it's hot.
Oh, yeah. That's like, you know, 1995, man.
Give up them buns.
What's the most exclusive thing you ever say to a chick? You know, like, to get her attention. Like, yo, bitch. Hey, slut.
Free mustache.
Nah,
free,
that usually don't work.
Free mustache rides.
Oh, shit.
Straight up. So, man, I'm handing out free mustache rides. It's really
it depends on the desired effect that you want, God. Like,
mm-hmm.
what you want, son. You want her to jump on your face, then you say it for your mustache ride.
I mean, you can't give it. You can't let a bitch, you know, every bitch get a ride.
Nah, not every chick gets a ride. You got to, you know.
We already discussed that.
We already established that.
Yeah,
man.
Pussy
it's certain,
like mayonnaise and shit.
It's certain.
Like, pussy is like snow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
like it's a lot of fun to play in, and you never know when it's going to come, and only some of it is clean enough to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, we
yeah.
already told you. Like,
straight up.
So. You know, if you're really taking the wisdom for what it is, then you already know.
Well, do you know who the greatest woman in history is?
The what?
The greatest woman in history.
Who? Your mom, because she gives...
oh, yeah?
Yeah, 2 hour blowjobs on Saturday.
Well, I was actually going to say your mom, but I actually, you know, we already know that, so... I decided to use another bitch, you know?
We cook the hell out of turkey sandwich.
We already know. We already know your mom's good for the double flapjack meal.
Oh, yeah.
The canned pigs.
The pancakes.
And the canned pigs.
The canned pigs?
Canned pigs, nigga.
Try to give up them buns like she been doing. You know what I'm saying? The situation ain't going to change.
Yeah, I hear that.
Word.
Well, I got my dick circumcised just for your mom, so she ain't have to do extra work and pulling skin back.
Oh,
I was wanting to put it in her mouth and be out.
Oh, man.
I didn't want her to use any extra hands or nothing.
Oh man.
Oh
man. No extra hands or nothing?
Yeah. Your mom is actually my skeet machine. Yeah.
Skeet machine.
She's my
skeet
machine.
Oh man.
Well, her old ass. You can skeet in and she won't get pregnant, so you know.
Well man, this is just
I see.
I definitely like that, but
both
of you jerk offs are actually wrong. So
you know what? Your
mom's
great. Your mom's vagina been dust for the longest, guy. Like, you only...
Oh, boy.
Oh, that man is muted. Oh, man. The power? I just love the power. That man is muted, but we're going to unmute the other guy.
Yeah!
Come on, buddy.
Let's go. Pussy action.
Speaking of pussy...
What's up, JJ?
What's up, Carly
on
the air? What up, JJ? It's Monolith, man. What's good?
Is what? Monolith?
Yeah, it's Monolith, yo.
What's good, Monolith?
What's really good, pussy?
Ain't your pussy boy.
I'm just asking about your canny any antics, yo. What up?
Oh, that man is muted again. We got two muted faggos.
Why, hold on, yo, JJ.
Yo.
Why you mute? Hold on. Yeah, all right. If you want to mute them, you know what I mean? Let him get his head right or whatever. But you got 6'4 muted?
Yeah, I got 6'4 muted because I'm trying to, you know, say this thing, the greatest woman, and we already know my mom's a slut.
Oh boy.
We don't have to repeat it over and over and over.
All right, forget it, fam. Who's
the All right, the greatest woman in history. You ready for this? It's Miss Pac-Man. It's her because for 25 cents the bitch swallows until she dies. What a girl.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's a beautiful girl, yeah.
Yeah, but let's get, don't we have a call? Let's get back to this dude over here.
I'm going to unmute 6'4".
Nah, unmute who's the other dude?
The other dude was some lame guy.
Unmute him.
Some lame burly nigga.
Unmute him. unmute him.
Yo, nah, you really want to know what's lame, though, seriously?
Yo! His real name is McBain.
Nah, King Beef.
Ah!
Yeah. King Beef.
His real name
is King D. King Donuts.
King Beef. Nah, King Beef from Martin, man.
King Delicious.
niggas don't even remember King Beef,
guys. Nah, niggas don't remember King Beef, because you only seen King Beef like one time, though.
I know.
Let's
fuck up.
And he come out with that. What's that shit you got on his shoulders? The fucking, what is that, like lamb skin or some shit?
Yeah, it was like lion's mink, leopard mink.
The nigga had the spotted leopard fucking, the spotted leopard fucking, what do you call that, shoulder, draw or
like shawl or something?
Yeah, a shawl or some soul.
Oh, God. But hold on, I remember someone had something to say. Someone had something to say.
Yo, I mean, we were talking about lame antics, right?
Uh-huh.
Yo, JJ, just real quick, family, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
How lame was the Tevin Campbell do?
But go ahead. Mm-hmm.
How lame was the Tevin Campbell do, fam? What's up with the extensions in your hair?
Yo,
Bandolier and Jimmy's hair. I let Rocket sell these bags in a bad attitude. Where with that? That's all you need to get you in a good mood? What?
He took it back on you, fam.
He took it back, guys. He took it back to the day of the great. To the day that
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, but realize.
He knows, that's why.
He's not
crying, why are you so
crying? Quiet, quiet, holy night. Son is sitting
there. Hey, JJ, get back over here to defend yourself right now, brother. Because I don't hear you right now. I heard something about some extensions. What's really going on? That little Kevin Kimberly.
The fucked up thing about it is, now let me talk. The fucked up thing about it is, nigga went into school with short hair. Left that day, came back with a long ass fucking bitch dreads. Like, there's no miracle grow in the world that will make your hair grow that fast.
What really happened, dog? What was really the situation, sir?
The situation was, Chris Cross was out and I was young.
Chris Cross wasn't even on at the time. What are you talking about?
When I actually had hair that was growing, I went and told him to twist it up. I woke up and I had fucking these long ass braids. It was too late, so I said, "Fuck it, why not?" And I'm going in, and the fucked up thing about it is, this is even worse. I go in the school, and I hear people behind me, "Yo, who's the new bitch? Who's the new bitch?" I turn around, they're like, "Oh shit, it's this nigga."
What was you doing with the Tevin Campbell / old dog head dude, nigga?
We got a caller. Hold on.
Let's get to the caller.
Oh, man, this guy brought it back.
So we got a caller?
Yeah, caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what's good? It's Reese, man.
Oh, what's up, man?
Not much, man. What's going on, you bitch-ass nigga?
Shit, I'm cooling, man. I'm chilling, man. How's your white woman doing?
Hold on.
Who are you, homie?
Yo, what's good, John Reese, man? I work with this nigga Raheem, man.
Yo, hold on. Yo, JJ, you obviously ain't trained this nigga, man.
Let him
know that we don't put the governments or whatever on the radio or whatever.
By the way, the man talking, that's 6'4". I'm JJ. You got SD in the background. La Cubanita.
But yeah, see, now, you didn't educate me on this. You just said, call up here. You didn't tell me nothing. See, typical nigga. I know. I should know. You tell me to call up there, then they got to give me the information.
Here you go. We're trying to tell you right now.
What's on your mind,
Pop?
Yeah, what's on your mind, man?
Not much, man. I want to hear this story about you and the Shitlocks. That's what I want to hear.
from what's the story? From what's going on over here? Does this kid used to rock the Tevin Campbell extensions? The Tevin Campbell extensions. The school out here had everybody thinking he was a local neighborhood. Oh,
yeah, God. Oh man, now does anybody have pictures of him in the shit?
No, they don't. So therefore,
we don't need pictures. I mean, the family is here. Like, we don't need pictures. The family's here. The family knows what's really going on.
No, I feel you, but I would like pictures so I can have them to enjoy and look.
Post that shit on eBay or something.
Oh man.
Yeah, I wish we had pictures of that.
Wait, hold on. Fucking,
I got pictures of that, actually. You want to be digging the crates, JJ?
Huh?
I'm going to have to dig in the crates for you, man. I'm going to put that up on my MySpace, the Mighty Service.
You don't have pictures, because I never...
I'm going to put it up, man. I know we got pictures.
You don't, because the next exact day, I cut the motherfuckers off. Cut them off.
Y'all remember the same thing with my face. Like, yo, what you think? We were like, no way, man.
Nigga, yo, it made it bad. Niggas is like, when I had a bald, they used to smack me in the back of my head. And when I had the little... When I had the big dreads, they would walk around, and I'm walking around, my head being pulled back because they're pulling on my fucking hair. Like, oh, man.
How old were you?
I was 13.
That's how I know you was a bitch ass nigga. Cause you didn't do nothing back. You cut your hair. You grew your hair. He's a bitch. I should have known that.
What is this? Roast JJ for a fucking half hour and shit?
Hey.
We're a gunshot.
Why not, man? I'm gonna do it here too.
Oh shit.
Not for nothing, homeboy. You sound kind of foodie yourself, dog.
I don't really know
you, but you sound like you a little like you may have been picking some berries a little earlier in
there.
Someone in the forest or something, dog. Like I don't really know. I'm just, you know, assuming.
Sitting on pine cones.
Houston, we have a problem.
We definitely have a problem, man.
Put an APB out for the weak ass.
Hit us up 347-205-8388. The roasting does not stop. No. I'm getting roasted on.
Everybody.
I'm one of the fucking hosts.
Yeah, we roast
me. If you want to roast me, just call up 347-215-8388. Get some shit off your chest, you faggot.
Hold on. We got a guest that says, tell them about the Little League Baseball.
Yo, no.
Somebody got to tell me about this karate.
All right, look, all right. The guy, make a long story short, I went to the karate class. I did it. I was a lazy bastard. But what really summed it up is karate guy kicked me in the stomach, so I quit. You're not going to kick me in my stomach. I quit.
You know what? Then I give it to my girls because both my girls are in karate, and they stayed in there.
No, to be real, ask your boy JJ to do 10 push-ups right now.
Oh, I'll do them right now.
Ask your boy JJ to
push-ups. Hold on, I'll do it right now. One, two, three, four,
okay.
Five.
Turn on that webcam.
Right.
My shit is broke. My webcam is broke.
You need more people.
Word.
Yeah, word. And as far as the Little League goes, that sucked because I was fucking, I sucked. And the fucked up thing about it, I was the only black person on the league, right? So I should have represented, but I didn't. And there was a retard that hit a home run. And your boy JJ's never hit a ball. Never.
My man was a ringer.
And the retard hit the ball. We used to call him Lukey Dookie. His name was Lukey Dookie. And Lukey Dookie made a home run, and poor JJ never hit the ball. The only hit that I ever got was hitting a fucking hit by the ball, and I got to run to the fucking base.
This dude's talking about hitting the ball
right
at the base.
And that's the first time I ever got, you know, to the base. And the second part is, if it wasn't for my brother, Stan Tall, 6'4",
yes, sir.
I wouldn't have made it to home base and been walked. I'm going to explain it real quick. Because of 6'4", being the true brother that he is,
uh-huh.
He went over, saw that his brother was, you know what I mean, getting strikes and all that shit. So what does he do? He walks on the side of the gate and stares at the fucking pitcher. And not only does he stare at him, but he just gives him this mean ass ice grill.
What's
it kind of look like if you don't walk my brother, don't fall right? I'm going to drop up there and I'll beat the fuck out of you. What does he do? And he walks me. I get four balls in a row. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Thanks. I look over at the fence and my brother, like, winking at me. I'm like, okay, Brooklyn is in the house.
Brooklyn is definitely in the house.
Stand the
fuck up. Oh,
shit.
That's going to be disgusting right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That shit was so embarrassing. Lukey Dookie.
Yeah, so you really live up to your Virgo sign.
Man, I was a miserable bastard, man. I used to play with Power Rangers and shit.
Yo, before I sign off, man, I appreciate TD. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to hit these cats like TD and fucking ruin the nation, for real.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Oh, definitely. Shout out to you, brother.
No, hey, brother.
Before you get off. Before you get on, I got to reminisce. I got to wait till 6-4 calls back.
Yo, that nigga left, son.
Oh, he left?
Yeah, he left.
Oh, wow.
Come on, man. You already know. You knew he was out of there. It's all right, though. We got a beautiful laugh today.
Yeah, we definitely
beautiful
did.
Laugh at your expense, though.
Yeah,
yes,
at my
for
expense.
Real.
JJ used to have the bitch braids in.
Yeah, what are you doing with a low Caesar with extensions?
Oh, shit, looking like Millie Vanilli.
Oh, yeah. Yo, that's
just... we're going in on you, brother.
Yes. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, shit. Oh,
we love it. We love it. We love it.
Oh, man. Fucking.
You know I love him.
I mean, yeah. Oh, here we go. Here goes 6-4.
I'll make it up to you later.
Oh, shit.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Mm.
Wait a minute now.
Maybe this is the wrong tune that I'm playing.
It never could be the wrong tune, nigga.
It could never be the wrong tune?
Never be the wrong tune.
No, this is the one I wanted to send out, you know, to that little comment of hers.
Mm-hmm. Drop it like it's hot.
Huh?
Drop it like it's hot.
No, I'm about to drop it right now.
Amanda, you know I got your back, baby. It's Mr. 305 checking in on the remix. For all the women out there that wonder.
That's all I wanted to play.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, 6-4.
Yo, yo.
Give me that bike, punk.
Give me that bike, punk.
Niggas used to be out in Brooklyn, East New York, Van Sicklin, yelling out the window, dark as shit, to the people that used to drive by on their little bikes, and niggas out of nowhere. You know, poor niggas.
Give
me that bike, punk. Give me your car, punk.
Yeah,
I just yelling ignorant shit out.
They knew what town it was, too.
Oh, man. This was definitely... I'm hype, man.
So what's
I'm hype,
doing
man.
Tomorrow?
Hmm?
What's everybody doing tomorrow?
True.
What's tomorrow, Wednesday?
Anybody getting dressed up?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be the fucking... What the hell is that ugly-ass nigga's name?
The king?
Nah. I'm going to be the creator from the party line.
The creator?
You got the Philly donut. You have 7 minutes to blow them with us.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think about being Tom or an Uncle Tom.
No Uncle Tom's here.
No Uncle Tom?
No Uncle Tom's here, bro.
Nah, but what I really was going to be was Jigsaw. I was going to put on the Jigsaw mask and put over a cape with some fucked up boots.
Mm-hmm.
And just
war boots, preferably.
Yeah, war boots, preferably.
War boots.
With some blood stains running down them and shit.
And run down the block with the Burl Master.
Somebody,
the Burly Master.
Somebody
the Burl Master.
Yo, somebody fucking light up, man. How many times I gotta tell y'all niggas, man?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody fucking light that. Man.
See, now y'all behind.
Come on, stop bullshit.
Oh, so you already lit up, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, but she fucking around because she only lights up 3 times a day. I light up fucking once. You see, there's a difference, fool. There's a difference.
So why don't you come and light me up like that?
Ooh.
Mm. See, you and
why don't you show me the difference?
I mean, I can do that very easily, but what's in it for me?
You'll find out when you get here.
Ah, fuck all of that. I got to pay for a plane ticket. And then be a bus trip to your house and all that.
A bus trip? I can get you at the airport.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, what's in it?
That's some of the shit.
I gotta know
now. Find out when you get here.
Fuck that. I gotta know now, goddammit.
Yeah, that's a long-ass trip to when, once you get there, you be like, are you ready?
What
was you going to give me? Oh, I was going to give you my chocolate candy.
I'll come to you. How you like that?
All right, that works.
Yeah?
Yeah, that works.
Right.
Whenever you ready.
All right, I'll be over there Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You be giving thanks, all right.
Oh shit.
Only one person calls. Only two people in this world call me daddy. You're not one of them. So just.
Ooh.
That's right.
You know.
Sure.
You already know.
Nope.
already know.
You already know. I'm not talking about Poppy. I'm talking about Daddy. There's a motherfucker.
I know.
Happy. Yeah, you know the difference.
Yeah,
bro.
Actually, yeah. Daddy is more, it brings more meaning, more character.
Straight up.
To the bedroom.
Daddy will.
Poppy could be anybody, but Daddy is the one giving that daddy dick. Sorry, I got too deep into it. My bad.
Yeah, he got too Woo! Slap. Got too slap hat.
Oh, all right, though. Sorry, though, dog. What the fuck is that? Yep.
Oh, man.
What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a beautiful day, man.
Take that.
I love this show.
Yeah.
I love our show.
Put over in there. That was fucking crazy.
Our show was the shit. I want to give a shout out to all the shows out there that try to be like us, but they can't because our show was the shit.
They can be like us. Never.
They can be.
There's no way in hell.
No way.
No way, God.
Hmm.
No way they could ever pull out anything or manufacture anything that's close to the crack that we fucking manufacture.
Oh, where the hoes
no
at?
No way.
Where the motherfucking hoes at? Oh, let me fall back. Let me get a little
I
cold.
I should have let you go.
You know where they hold at. Oh.
Fuck
well,
you
my son,
me,
son, my son, son was like, I just want to hit it and quit it. Dive in for 5 minutes, getting it on. I can tell you're hitting it wrong. Oh, shit. So, let me dive in it for 5 minutes, getting it on. I can tell that your man's hitting it wrong.
Oh, yeah? Kid?
Huh?
That was real serious there, brother.
That's what I'm telling you, buddy, man.
I'm going to play one more song before
fuck
we can start talking, huh?
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay.
Fuck that. I want to roast. When we come back, we better be roasting, man.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be roasting time. And did a lot of roasting today.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, now we got to now we gotta go in on the others.
On the other?
On the others.
Oh, man. Don't you hate when you drink water and you get a nasty taste in your mouth?
I mean, it happens that way. Maybe because of breath stinks.
Oh, 2 points for that man for being a fucking smartass.
That's probably, honestly, that's probably the
that's
reason,
the, dog. That's probably the reason. That's the only other way I can see it, dog. If your water tastes nasty, you get sipping it, your breath smells like hot garbage.
It smells like
what?
It
doesn't taste like anything.
Smell
like gas station trash?
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
Your breath smells like 1,000 asses. Fresh from like 8 cans of shark shit.
8 cans.
Of shark
shit. Oh shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit.
He knows.
8 cans of pedigree food, nigga. Fuck you doing.
Oh man.
But go ahead, man.
Do I look like a bitch?
Do I look like a bitch?
I want to send this out to all the horny women out there that are listening to our show and pussies just dripping from 64SD. And JJ's voice, just dripping, just wanting to go into the internet radio land and just rip our fucking clothes off. I'm going
to
send this
shout
out.
Hold on, hold on. You got to give them a chance to go change their panties, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I definitely smell the discharge. The discharge is fresh.
I'm already on here.
It's very dischargey.
Mm-hmm. The panties are already off.
Huh?
He said, 6 foot said the panties are already off.
Oh, they're already off. That's why it smells so dischargey.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Gave her some of this sweet meat, now I got a craving.
her head on my chest and fell asleep naked. She was shy when I met her, now she participated. Keep the lights on so I can see her, she amazing. Sex as hell, I love her, watch her while she's bathing. Come and wake me up to help her when she's shaving. In my pussy, baby, she smile when I say it. The first time we made love, I knew you was mine. Oh, when I did that bitch, you always had my back. You are mine. That's why I don't mind kicking up with you, cause you are my fingers through her hair. You know it's mine, cause she let me get to a foul. I broke bread with her just to show her cool care. What I love about babe, she turned me on anywhere. You know she bad, you can't help but tell. I know I had her when she told me bae on shell. I told her meet me.
Oh yeah, I definitely look good as I sound. Yeah, everyone, is anyone there? Kuba?
Yeah.
6-4. SD? 6-4 SD. SD 6-4. 6-4 SD, SD 6-4.
Where did go?
Niggas, man, I swear. N-words, man. N-words out there. N-words. N-words. Anyway. That's what I'm going to start using from now on. I ain't going to call you my baby. I'm going to call you my busted baby.
The what?
My busted baby.
Your busted
baby? I don't call my shorty no more. I call my busted baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hold on. Don't make me go in on you, you Pippi Longstocking in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Wendy Williams in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to go on in on you on this.
Oh, whoa, JJ, do you look as good as you sound? Yes, baby girl, I definitely do. And I pray to the Lord that you are a female.
Are you a female?
Because if you're not a female, no, man. Oh, and, you know, did I miss anything good tonight? Or more haters? Oh, yeah, you did, baby girl. I mean, you definitely missed a good show, but you can always download it, you know, and you always can tune in tomorrow.
And you can always listen to this cracker barrel in the face ass nigga.
Or you can listen to this Donkey Kong in the face ass nigga.
Yeah,
all right. 6-4 in the fucking building.
Yeah, you know, I'm here like I never fuck up. I'm back like niggas owe me fucking money. Where's it at, goddammit?
Oh, shit.
Time to pay up. Time to pay up.
Time to pay up.
Yeah, you know, and you got to pay that big, too.
Hey, good evening, Chocolata.
Chocolata.
Yeah, Chocolata just logged on. She's with us.
That's what's up.
She said, did I miss anything good tonight?
Yeah, she knows.
I don't know, Ma. You got to download that.
Word up.
Download that thing.
Word up.
Something good.
It's definitely worth downloading, believe that.
Tonight's topic was definitely about Mischief Tuesdays.
Mischief Tuesdays.
The name speaks for itself. And, you know, they had the in scoop on my very poor childhood. Oh, man.
Wow.
You.
Oh, man. Some good ass water.
Sure is.
Hey, SD.
You got the damn project water.
Yeah. You ever drink that old project water when, yeah, for some reason, when you turn on the hot water, it's white.
Ew.
It's white. But when you turn on cold water, it's clear.
And you know what? Project water is the coldest water on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. And it's free, goddammit.
Shout out
That makes it taste even better. Yeah, shout out to the peas, man. We didn't forget about y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all right there. We know why they call y'all projects too.
Mm. Yeah, I'm a female. What's popping, JJ? Holla at me.
Yeah, you know the chat room is popping right now.
It definitely is popping.
They got JJ on a string right now.
Oh yeah, they ain't got me on a string. I'm loose. Oh boy, match.com in the chat room.
Let's go match.com.
Oh yeah, match.com definitely in the building.
Trying to slut us out. Nah, mm-hmm. Listen, fuck that. No, we don't give no damn no plugs to no damn match.com, man. Y'all gotta pay us for that shit.
What?
I don't know what y'all think is going on.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes remaining. I'm gonna sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm, cause you know the roasting begins. Hold on, we 8:30 tonight, huh?
Huh?
We 8:30 tonight?
Nah, we 9:00, 7 to 9.
All right, that's what it is. You know what that means?
You know what that means.
Yo,
that means
listen,
you got three.
Man.
Oh, go ahead, 6-4.
Listen, I got a roast, man. I got a roast. Yo, listen, man, I got a roast, man.
You got 3 minutes to call up.
I got a roast, man.
347-215-8388. You want to roast on somebody? Go 6-4.
Get it right. Listen, I got a roast, man, for all y'all females that's out here fronting. Like y'all can't say good morning to a nigga or something. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all ain't that pretty. You know what I'm saying? I only say good morning because we made eye contact, honestly. Not because you're pretty, okay? And your
exactly.
Shoes are a little too tight. Your shoes are a little too tight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
cool.
Listen, let's get shit in perspective. Let's keep it in perspective here, Molly. You're not that bad. You're all right. You know what I'm saying?
You're all right. You're not that crazy.
You're all right. Like, come on. My lady is like 10 times better looking than you.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout-out roast to the women that, I mean, they walk around, they got the nerve to talk about this, talk about that, and I don't want this, I want that. But then again, you know what I mean, turn around, look at your sneakers, they're all dusty and shit like you was working in the garden all day. What's going on?
Dusty.
What's going on? Can I get an applause for that? What's going on?
Dusty,
I mean,
bitch.
I mean, you turn on and shit like you big, you know what I mean, you got a fat ass and you sexy and all, but
huh?
When I say what's up to you and you say what's up, well, I got to smell your breath. Why your breath smell like dog shit? Like, what's really good?
What's really good?
Yeah, I'm roasting all the dirty women out there, man. Like, it's not, there should be no reason why you should be so funky. Yeah. I mean, smell like bum sex. Like, what's going on?
Like, bums having sex?
Yeah.
I didn't even know bums had sex, dude.
Yeah, they have to create another bum to come in the world, you know?
Ah, I see.
That ain't right. That's fucked up. But it is what it is.
Oh, it definitely is what it is. This is real talk. I want to give a shout out to all the people out there that was listening to the radio, internet radio.
Shout out to the chat room, man.
Definitely shout out to the chat room. It's getting popping up in here. A lot. Chocolata. She keeps leaving and joining. What's going on, Ma?
Yeah,
it's cool. Don't worry about it, you know.
Maybe her computer's failing.
Yeah, the computer's probably messed up.
Her computer's probably having technical difficulties, but you know what that is.
I want to give a big shout out to Dre Diz. I think he's in the room. That's his type of talk. This dude is crazy. Like,
let's go, Dre Dizzle.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what it do already.
Yeah.
You know what it do.
I want to give a big shout out to, you know, my mom and dad for being horny that night and bringing me into the world. Shout out to them.
Not using the condom.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ma. Thanks for not using the condom. You made me. I just want to applaud that.
Yeah, word up, yo.
I want to applaud that. Thank you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you for putting a hole in that condom. I always appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on Blog Radio.
You are sick.
You're going to be famous for saying that. Watch.
Let's go, Mom.
That's right. I'm going to be famous. I'm blowing up. I'm on, see, we're already famous. Me, 6'4", you know. La Cubanita. You know. SD, you know. It's a wrap. But I got 1 minute. I got to close out. Stop digging in your ear. I got to close out. Oh, she's scratching her ass. Sorry for cursing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We love it. We love it.
We love it. Definitely hit us on MySpace. Our official page is myspace.com/JJ_DA_HATER. Or you can hit up La Cubanita 64 or JJ or SD on Blog Talk. Hit us up. Add us as friends. And make sure y'all rate us as top 5. We need them ratings. Hit us up with those ratings. Rate the show. Make sure, you know, so we can get a little higher up there. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.
Peace.
Night.
Later.
Damn, it's 9 o'clock already?